The wise man built his house on the rock. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood fast. The foolish man built his house on the sand. Oh my. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. And and the house on the rock went flat. Sand on the sand. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessings will come down. The blessings come down as the prayers go up. So build your life on the rock.
That's good. So it's you now.
Amen. It is time for a morning prayer, and I don't know about you. I'm just going to ask a question. How many people have been blessed this week?
Amen.
I want you to invite you forward. If you feel God has blessed you and you want to just say thank you for a word of prayer, come forward. And then the other side of the question is, how many people have had a really challenging week? This is the most important time. Come. This is the time for prayer, because there's victory in prayer. There's absolute victory in prayer. So if you need prayer, if you have filled out blue cards, if you haven't filled out blue cards, this is your moment. Come here. We serve a God that is full. We serve a God that is full of strength. We serve a God that is willing and ready to just answer prayers. All he needs from us is to speak up. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Oh, kind and loving Father, what a privilege it is to be called your sons and daughters. We want to thank you for the gift of life. We want to thank you that we can come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this Sabbath day, a day of rest. Our loving, kind, and heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for who you are. You are our God. You are a mighty, mighty fortress. We can't shout praises enough, Father. We come before you not worthy. Not worthy of just being alive. Not worthy of any kind of gift that you have bestowed upon us. But for that, Father, we are gratefully thankful, Father, that you are a faithful God and just. We come before you, Father, sinners, asking for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness for sins out of ignorance. For sins that we're just doing because, Father, you have told us, Father, we are nothing but soil. And for that, Father, we ask for forgiveness in a special way, Father, that you look upon each and every person here today. These are your people. These are your children, Father. Forgive us because this sin, this is the only thing that is creating separation between us and you. In my hands, Father, I have blue cards. In front of me, Father, I have people who have come forward wanting to praise you, Father. Wanting to thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us throughout the whole week up until today. There's people who seated at the pews, Father. Each one and every one of us, Father, has a praise, has a prayer request. There's people who are hurting. There's people who are sick. There's people who are here full of joy and thanksgiving, Father. We know that you hear each and every prayer. There's not even one prayer that does not get to you, Father. And we just thank you, Father, in a mighty way that you answer all prayer according to your wisdom. According to your infinite mercies, Father, we bestow all our requests, Father, that way you might look at all the petitions that have been brought forward and that are in our hearts, Father, that way you might answer them. I want to lift up these young people that have come to our church today from Oklahoma. I thank you for the bells. I can't wait for when we're going to be in heaven and hearing the heavenly choirs, Father. May you bless this service that we have today, Father. And may it bring just honor and glory only to you. Amen. Only to you, Father, that all the glory might come. And then all hearts may be drawn to you, Father.
Amen.
We thank you in a special way. Father in heaven, I want to lift up a little child just born 2 weeks ago. His name is Evelyn, due for an open heart surgery. May you be with the doctors and all the care that this child needs. Be with the parents. Fill them with your spirit, Father. And also, if there's somebody in our midst, Father, that is sick and has just a special need, Father, may you send your spirit in a very special way, Father. And lastly, Father, may you send everybody here as a changed person, not the same way as they came this morning, but Amen. With a blessed heart, with a blessed heart and a heart full of joy. Be with everything that we do today. Be with our conversations. And also, I want to lift our pastor. Continue giving him good health. Bring healing to him, Father. And also continue energizing him, as well as the whole church and the church leadership. And just not here in Three Angels, but our whole Wild World Church, which is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray for strength. We pray for boldness, Father. And most especially, Father, we pray for that power to go and witness out. I pray this, trusting and believing in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I would like to invite, there we go. I'm glad you are here. How many of you have ever been robbed? Whoa, many of you have been robbed. I heard about this person who was just helping people, left and right, just helping people. And then some of these people that he helped actually robbed him. His name is God. You know, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You know, the good news is, God says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and try me now. And this says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Now, let me ask you a question. This is our treasurer, and I'd like to ask you a question. It's kind of a trick question. When you have returned 10% of your income to God, how much do you have left?
Well, it's actually all belongs to God.
So you have 100% left of what is yours. Now, is that a new thought to some of you? You have 100%, because you only gave God what was His, so whatever you have left is 100%. Now, with that 100% that you have, there are things that need to be covered in terms of electricity and evangelism and different things in the church life, right? Because that's not what the tithe goes for, is it?
Correct.
Okay. And so we have, you know, here's my challenge. I go to the Newton Church every first Sabbath of the month. And so when I get my paycheck, and pastors do get paychecks. When I get my paycheck, I'm not here to return my paycheck, or to return my tithe. And so, is there another way to do that?
Well, you can do Adventist giving. There's a couple ways you can do that. You can use the Adventist giving that is a phone app, or you can go to the church's website and click on online giving. And so if you're not able to come to church, you want to turn in your offerings, you can do it through Adventist giving.
Yeah, because I really don't want to wait another week. I want it to be the first thing I do when I get my paycheck. And so I have a picture here. This is how it looks on the phone. And you see Adventist giving there. And when you open it, you get into this one, tithe envelope. And you can then pick whatever, write down what you want to give. And at the bottom of that page, there are more offering categories, and you can go in there as well. And then you will find this page where you can mark more categories and have it set for the future, if you like, and so forth. That was the end of my slide presentation. So you can download that app. Adventist Giving is called, and give in that way as well. But again, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You cannot outgive God. And so I think that's something that you will experience more and more as you become more and more selfless, as I become more and more selfless. The great controversy is really a battle between selflessness and selfishness. That's truly the battle. It started in heaven and it continues today. And may you and I all choose to be on the Lord's side. Amen. The deacons will now take up the offering. Let us stand. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God, all heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love this world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that we may have hope and that we may have an assurance that you will work in our lives and lead us on the path to heaven. Thank you for all your blessings. May these offerings be a blessing to those who need them. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, church. I'm about to sing a song, but please don't listen to this voice.
Okay. Just a moment. We don't have a special. We are having a program today, so we have to wait till next Sabbath. We had a little miscommunication. We actually have Oklahoma Academy moving forward with the program right now. That was not going to be in there. But she will be singing next Sabbath. So this time the Academy will take over.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. We would have loved to hear you sing, sister. But I don't think we're going to make it next Sabbath. It's such a blessing for us to be here to be able to worship with you at Three Angels in Wichita. We feel a real kindred spirit with you. We appreciate your example of worship and your example of ministry that you have. There's a lot of exciting things happening at Oklahoma Academy, and we don't have the time to share those. And unfortunately, we're not going to be here afterwards to share those either. But we do have a website and other resources that you can go to. We have a YouTube channel, and you're welcome to look us up and see what is happening there. But continue to pray for us. We will pray for you. And can you hand me my phone? I'm sorry. I had something I wanted to start with. I want to share with you as we begin this morning a quote from the book Education, and it's page 57. And it's talking about the greatest need that the world has. It calls it the greatest want. And it says this: the greatest want of the world is the want of men. Men who will not be bought or sold. Men who in their inmost souls are true and honest. Men who do not fear to call sin by its right name. Men whose conscience is as true to duty as the needle to the pole. Men who will stand for the right though the heavens fall. This morning we want to share a program with you titled Here I Stand, on the Three Angels' Messages. And I pray that you will be encouraged this morning to continue standing, and if you haven't taken a stand, to take a stand.
Each day and let us grow. distinguishes so easily, he said us. Let us run with patience the race. With patience the race that's set before us. Let us lay aside each weight and let us stand. Let us lay aside each weight and let us run.
Amen.
The first angel or messenger says,
"Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come. And worship Him who made the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the springs of waters."
The first message begins with "Fear God and give glory to Him." But what does it mean to fear God? Are we supposed to walk around afraid of our loving God? No, it's not that kind of fear. So what this means is we are to give Him the honor, reverence, and respect that He deserves because He is holy. Now, ask yourself this question. Do I lovingly honor, respect, and give reverence to God in my life today? We will now sing the splendor of His holiness.
The first messenger also says to give glory to God. How do we give Him glory? We give Him glory when we have the characters that reflect His love, mercy, and grace. If your character isn't like His yet, don't despair. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 says, "When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. He will give you the power to overcome through His superior grace." Each of us has the option to breathe in freedom as repentant sinners who overcome. We will now sing "Sinners Saved by Grace."
What I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today, a sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my
The first angel messenger also says to give this special everlasting gospel to all the people in the earth. Notice it didn't say a fresh or new gospel, or modern gospel, or even a remodeled gospel. It is the 100% true, biblical, everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ that all the world needs to know. The bell choir will now play Stand Up for Jesus on the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ.
The first messenger states in the last days the hour of his judgment is come. When Jesus comes, he manifests he already has decided in the services of the heavenly sanctuary who is safe to take to heaven and who is not, as manifested in the separation of the sheep and the goats found in Matthew chapter 25. But the real question is, are you ready for Jesus to come? The messengers will now answer that question, and I want to ask you today to ask yourselves, are you ready for Jesus to come?
Let your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God and in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. comes. I go to prepare a place for thee. The Lord is coming, are you ready? The Lord is coming, are you ready? Would your heart be right if he came tonight? The Lord is coming, are you ready? Why will you wait, my brother? Promises of God all are true. Jesus bought your life on Calvary's mountain, and soon he will come again for you. The Lord is coming, are you ready? The Lord is coming, are you ready? Would your heart be right if he came tonight? The Lord is coming, are you ready? The Lord is coming, are you ready?
The Bible is such a powerful book of God's message to us in these last days. The second angel or messenger says,
Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Babylon has always been portrayed in the Bible as the direct opposition of truth. Since pagan sun worship was conceived in Babylon, it has always represented the direct opposite of Christianity. In Revelation, it is a symbol of that one great fallen religious body who, in the end time, will vigorously promote the counterfeit religion and institute persecution. This second angel symbolically portrays how God will expose this great counterfeit religious teaching to all the sincere and dedicated believers within Christendom. Every day, sincere seekers sense that they need to pray and commune with God so that the sweet Spirit of God will lead them to the straight truths of the Bible. The choir will now sing the place of prayer.
Seems heavy and your pathway steep, and the night grows dreary and the shadows deep. There's a refuge opened and a haven fair. There's a blessing waiting at the place of prayer.
Come on, come on. Joy beyond compare, a balm for sorrow, a rest from care. There is perfect peace at the place of prayer.
When the old time powers
seems forever gone.
When the world forgets you as it rushes on,
when you fast are sinking in such deep despair, there's a blessing waiting at the place of prayer. Come on, come on, both great and small. There is joy beyond compare, a balm for sorrow, a rest for some care. There is perfect peace at the place of prayer. Jesus wants to take you in his arms of love, from the lonely valley to the heights above. You will find sweet comfort in his presence there. There's a blessing waiting at the place of prayer. Come on, come on, both great and strong. There is joy beyond compare, a balm for sorrow, a rest for some care. There is perfect peace at the place of
The Bible is such a powerful book of God's message to us in these last days. We need to dig deep to understand and know what we will stand for. This I know is our next piece.
I know.
trust in the Lord, I will not be shaken. He will fight the battles for me. His is the glory and the power forever. His is the victory.
We should know what the beast, his image, and the mark is today. Revelation has a lot of odd prophecies, but I believe that God wants to educate us through those odd prophecies. For more information, we have brought some series of Revelation studies, and I'm sure that you can also speak to the pastor and others in the church if you are interested in learning a little bit more. The reality is that we all need to stand for the truths that are in the Bible, just as Jesus stood for his beliefs. He truly knew the meaning of sacrifice. And for us, we too must believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. The Bell Choir will now play Heaven Bound.
Thank you. If we do stand for our beliefs, we will have the blessed hope that 1 Thessalonians 4:13-17 speaks of, which occurs at the second coming for those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Listen as we sing the blessed hope.
The third angel followed, saying with a loud voice,
"If any man worship the beast and his image, and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." "But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so them also sleep in Jesus. Will God bring with him? For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not receive them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Think we can keep just two or three of God's commandments? Or must we keep all God's commandments as the third angel messenger states? Those old commandments were written by the hand of God in stone to show their eternal nature. Jesus himself says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In Revelation 17, there is a prophecy that shall soon be fulfilled. The dragon will go to war against the remnant of the woman's seed, who are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. With all our hearts, we want to stand with you when Jesus comes again soon. Please enjoy while the choir sings with all your heart.
Stand, holding fast to faithful
again. Trust in Him, every plan you make, He will direct you. Lean on Him, trust in Him alone, to make your path straight.
Line in that song that talked about God's story in us. God is writing a story in each of us. And our prayer this morning is that you've been inspired and encouraged to stand on God's word and to stand for Him in these last days. We want to share a little short story by way of video as we close from one of our students.
My name is Gimpu, and this is my story. I was born in Mizoram, India, in the town of Champai. I was the oldest of my 5 siblings, 3 brothers and 1 sister. My uncle and aunt didn't like my mother because she was from a poor family. So when I was 6 years old, my dad decided to move away from them, but he didn't have a job. He tried to find a job, but there were none. We had so little money that we couldn't even buy food. I and my siblings were hungry almost every day. My dad went to Malaysia in search of work. And then 8 years later, we moved to Gaimon, Oklahoma in the US. My dad wanted me to go to a Christian school, but he had no money to pay tuition for a boarding school. So he sent me to public school. In public school, I didn't have very many friends and there were many bad influences. My dad applied for me to attend Oklahoma Academy, but he still didn't have enough money to pay. Then we heard that Oklahoma Academy had something called the Worthy Student Program that funds students to be able to come here even if they can't pay tuition. If it were not for this program, I wouldn't have been able to come here. Here at OA, I have friends and the staff take time to help us. And it feels more like a family because they want us to learn more about God. Because of the spiritual atmosphere, I am closer to God now than when I first came. But it's not just me. This year, there are 5 worthy students other than myself. We need your help so we can be here and grow closer to God. My name is Gimpu and this is my story.
Statement that says, If you don't stand for something, you'll end up falling for anything. As Seventh-day Adventist Christians, it feels like this program is just for you, the Three Angels Church. It's based on those three angels' messages. I love to come here and get a whiff of all you're doing for Jesus. I love that. And I don't want to detract from those important outreaches. I do ask that if God touches your heart and you are able, dig deep and help our Worthy Student Fund. I will wait for you in the back, and we have a gift for each family as far as we can go. This year, Oklahoma Academy students have been asked to go to Cuba and to run 5 simultaneous evangelistic series, possibly 6, but we're sure of 5. These are dark counties where evangelism has not taken place yet. When I was in Cuba last summer, I found that communists are actually ready to hear about the gospel. They have been brainwashed for so long that they really think it's a capitalist propaganda. But it isn't. And these young people would like to go. So we have a DVD that we have made. It is The Gospel According to the Sanctuary. There is a tour through our life-size model, goes step by step sharing what this is about. And then we have a concert going from every piece of furniture and explaining it through music. And there is a CD in here with Bible studies about our doctrines through the sanctuary. We're the only church that can prove that. Do you know that? So this is a really good outreach, and we are dedicating it to, if you can give $50 for Cuba, we will give you one of these. That's more than half the cost. So we just want to encourage anyone who wants to help the mission program this year for Cuba. The last time we went in 2003, we had it was a little over 200, but I thought it was 190 something, but somebody else thinks it's more than that. But that was when we did 7 simultaneous evangelistic campaigns. We will start the tour with concerts together, and then we go in teams with staff and students, and they will be preaching, and they will be translating. We asked God for Spanish speakers, and we got them. So we pray that we're going to go. So we're going to close with just a simple musical prayer. And I hope we all dig deep and know what we believe and stand on those three angels' messages.
Usually do this.
Lord God of Sabaoth,
Lord God of Sabaoth,
Maker of heaven and earth,
Maker of heaven and earth,
you've been blessed.
Amen.
You know, that beautiful benediction was our closing prayer. And I'm just thankful that my son got a chance to spend a little time at Oklahoma Academy a few years ago, and we are very thankful for that. And now he is, as you know, one of the spiritual leaders there among the young people at Southern. There is just a blessing to have that foundation of having a Christian school like Oklahoma Academy where your children can attend. So as you leave, there will be offering plates at the door, helping helping the student, the Worthy Student Fund, and I will just encourage you to give as the Lord impresses.
Offering that book.